We're going to move from music of Germany to music of Italy. Giuseppe Verdi wrote the great operas that we all love and enjoy. But there's one work that some even say is his best opera. Of course, it's not an opera. It's his Requiem. The Requiem tells of salvation. It tells of judgment and redemption and hope through Christ. It also gives us an incredible picture of eternal rest, eternal peace. The Kyrie, this wonderful prayer from Verdi's Requiem.
Thank you.
We're going to change the character of the concert a bit. After the Second World War, we were inundated with talent from Italy, like Ezio Pinza and Mario Lanza. Well, after the Cold War, the Ukrainians are coming. And tonight, Mario Lanza couldn't make it, but Anatoly Glavin is here. Would you welcome Anatoly? In May, Anatoly has a hard time singing because of the pollen. Today, I could hardly breathe because of whatever's in the air in this city with asthma. But it has not affected Anatoly, and aren't we blessed? He's going to sing for about a subject that God talks about in Genesis, about love between a man and a woman. It's a song that many of you, I think, some of you are my age, we grew up on this. It's called Be My Love.
Hand in hand.
lady here somewhere. There she is. I'd like to have you meet. Diane and I have lived in Kiev, Ukraine now for 3 years, starting our fourth. And this lady, I couldn't make it without her. I'd like to have you know, Diane McMurrin.
Thank you. Living in Kiev with Roger has been a real adventure. Ever since we moved there in 1993, every month has been a new page, a new chapter of an exciting story about what God is doing in the lives of people, and especially through this music ministry. Tonight, out in the narthex, there's a booklet that tells this story with a picture of the Great Gate of Kiev on it, which we call the Golden Gate in Kiev. This is the same gate that Mussorgsky wrote about in his Pictures of an Exhibition. Maybe you've heard the musical number of it. But it's only one block from where we live. And there's a picture of some of our choir members with us on the cover. And inside there's a story of how this all happened, a history of Ukraine, some more information about our wonderful soloists, and pictures of the choir and of the surrounding country. So you might want to pick that up for $2 if you want a great souvenir. We also have some recordings. Unfortunately, we're out of cassettes. They don't arrive until tomorrow. But if you're interested in one of our three albums, you can either pick up the CD tonight or order the cassette on an order form, which you will find there. All of the profits of these recordings go to the musicians on this tour. And this is one way in which they can take some money home for their families they've been away from for so long. This is only half of our group, by the way, half of our choir and half of our orchestra. So what you hear on these recordings is actually twice as much as you hear tonight. I also want to say that I'm a writer, and I write every month a periodical called the Gazeta, and every month is a new chapter. So I've been writing it now for 3 years, you know, but it still is an unfolding story. So if you would like to receive this story monthly, there's a list that you can sign up to be on our mailing list. And there's no obligation, but you can find out what's going to happen to this group when we get back to Kiev. I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting story. Thank you, and enjoy the concert.
What's the largest country in Europe? Russia. What's the second largest country in Europe? Ukraine. What country raises more sugar beets than any other country in the world? Ukraine. What country fed Germany in the last century? Ukraine. What country has incredible literacy? We have almost no illiterate people in Ukraine. Almost 99% literacy, and that's Ukraine. We have some incredible talent, you see. That's Ukraine. There's a song that all Americans claim it's ours, kind of like we all claim the Sikorsky helicopter is ours. Sikorsky helicopter. But this song, you know, it's really America's, but we think it's ours too, because there's a line in it which says, "In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea." Well, that's where we came from, across the sea. Would you welcome our soloists as they join us for the Battle Hymn of the Republic?
Thank you. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
As our choir and orchestra are taking an intermission, if you please be seated for a moment, we'll give you some breather time here. Thank you for your exciting response. I think now we're all going to be challenged for our Sunday morning offertory and our Sunday morning music, right? And we're going to look at with our pastors at that chapter, that book of Genesis. What a blessing. We're so glad that you're here this evening, and before we take our intermission, I just have a few announcements and a few thank yous. This has been an incredible experience for us here. As of yesterday, we have had about 50 host units that have taken these people into their homes, 40 to 50 people, St. Paul members and friends of our community. And I want to right now here be the first person to publicly thank those host families. And if those host families that are hosting people in their homes, would you stand right now, please, that are here? Everyone, please stand. Let's give them a wonderful round of applause. And some of our hosts are already standing, waiting back there for the ushering, for the offering time. It's been an incredible experience, and I think as you get to know some of the people in the community that have hosted these people in their homes, I'm sure they'll have something to tell you, some exciting news. We really appreciate your being here tonight. As I said earlier, this is our first concert of our new season. And in our blue program that was handed out this evening, you'll notice all of the upcoming